There's big things happening in the city of Thayer this week. We talked to City Clerk Brent Collins about it.
So Jordan's Travel Center is going to do their groundbreaking on Friday at 11 a.m. And then people should be seeing construction equipment being moved in the next couple days. It might be here tomorrow.
Again, that groundbreaking is set for 11 o'clock on Friday morning. E-Communications will be there live with coverage of the groundbreaking. The public is welcome to attend this big event. A man from Salem, Arkansas faces several charges after a motorcycle pursuit. The Arkansas State Police report that 42-year-old Matthew Olson Sexton was arrested after he fled from police who were attempting to stop him because he did not have a license plate on the motorcycle. The police finally caught him after a short pursuit that ended with the trooper pinning the man between his motorcycle and the patrol car. Sexton is charged with fleeing, along with misdemeanor charges of driving on a suspended license, not having insurance, not having a vehicle license, failure to register a vehicle, not having a motorcycle endorsement, failure to stop for a red light, and speeding 15 miles per hour over the speed limit. He's free after posting $15,000 bond. Authorities in Houston, Missouri are looking for a missing man. 29-year-old Colton Morgan was reported missing on Saturday. He was last seen at 4 a.m. Saturday morning. His family believes he could be suffering from a medical emergency and need help. Morgan was last seen wearing a black shirt and blue jeans. Anyone with information about Morgan's whereabouts is asked to call Houston police at 417-967-5999. A woman from Houston, Missouri was injured in a three-vehicle accident Monday night north of Kabul. The Highway Patrol reports the 20-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when an 18-year-old male from West Plains hit a cow in the roadway. Then the woman hit the cow. A third vehicle swerved to avoid the vehicle the woman was driving, and the boat they were pulling overturned. The woman was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on U.S. 63, 2.5 miles north of Kabul. The Powerball jackpot has grown to $1.3 billion after no one matched all six winning numbers on the Labor Day drawing. Any player who wins the $1.3 million jackpot will have the choice of receiving the full prize amount in 29 annual payments, or a lump sum payment estimated at $589 million. The $1.3 billion prize is the fifth largest in Powerball history and the ninth largest among U.S. lottery games. The numbers drawn last night were 8, 23, 25, 40, 53, and a Powerball of 5. Another U.S. sailor has been convicted of collaborating with Chinese intelligence personnel and selling information to them. Representative Rick Crawford, congressman from the 1st District of Arkansas, addresses the issue from his perspective as a former service member and discusses the need to properly vet those, especially foreign citizens, who wish to enter the armed forces of the United States.
Well, China continues to be a problem, and they look for every opportunity to exploit weaknesses, gaps, vulnerabilities in the United States. That's particularly true with the military, and it's a real sad state of affairs that we have another service member now convicted of selling secrets to China. And it does bring up the question of how we're vetting individuals for military service. To me, it's not just enough to say, I'm willing to serve. And if that's the only metric we have, then we've got real problems. So yeah, I think we should be engaged in a much more robust vetting process for everyone that serves in the military, but particularly foreign-born individuals who might possibly be using the military as an opportunity either to exploit weaknesses and sell secrets to an adversary or just to gain citizenship and don't necessarily have any particular loyalties to the United States, but instead see it as an opportunity to acquire citizenship in exchange for military service.
MoDOT crews are going to be busy this week working on a couple of projects here in South Central Missouri. Westbound Route 60 in Carter and Shannon County will be reduced to one lane as crews perform pavement repairs. A section of roadway is from Route P in Carter County to Route W in Shannon County. Weather permitting, the work will take place today through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily. The work zone is marked with signs, and motorists are urged to use extreme caution. Also, Also, Route 60 in Shannon County will be reduced to one lane as crews perform pavement repairs. The section of roadway is located from Route E to Route 99 near Birch Tree. Weather permitting, that work will take place today through Thursday from 6 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. daily. If you need more information, you can call MoDOT's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT. The Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival in downtown West Plains will celebrate its 31st year, October 17th and 18th, the signature event for West Plains. The festival seeks to celebrate, preserve, pass on, and nurture the appreciation of old-time music and folklife traditions distinctive to the Ozark Highlands. Admission to all festival events are free.